KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy today, a high around 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Southwest Iowa news, one person died and four others were injured during an accident in Adair County that took place at around 9:35 p.m. Wednesday, south of Orient. The Iowa State Patrol says a passenger in one of the vehicles, 88-year-old Dawn Christensen of Adair, died at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston from injuries she suffered in the crash that happened during the head-on collision on Highway 25 near 330th Street. Officials said during the crash, a 1998 Oldsmobile Intrigue driven by 30-year-old Derek Eugene Uliger of Creston was traveling south in the northbound lane when it collided with the northbound 2012 Chevy Impala driven by 82-year-old Betty Jean Schultz of Greenfield. Following the crash, the Oldsmobile came to rest in the ditch while the Chevy came to rest on the highway. Uliger and Schultz were injured in the crash and transported by ambulance to hospitals in Creston and Greenfield, respectively. A passenger in one of the vehicles, 85-year-old Norma Kultrider of Adair, was flown to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Another passenger, 89-year-old Marilyn Ursham of Greenfield, was transported by Adair Rescue to the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. State Patrol says it wasn't clear if the victims were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remained under investigation. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says two people were arrested on drug charges last night. 31-year-old Cody Chance Day of Nottoway faces charges that include possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and two counts of unlawful possession of a drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $2,600. And 22-year-old Corey Allen Schmelzer of Corning was charged with possession of marijuana first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Authorities say their arrests happened a little after 8 p.m. Wednesday following a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Schmelzer. In the vehicle, Adams County deputies say they observed a small baggie of marijuana in plain view. Red Oak police report two people were arrested on separate charges last night. At around 12:20 this morning, officers arrested 32-year-old Matthew Daniel Sloan of Red Oak for theft of a motor vehicle. Sloan was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with felony theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. Sloan was also cited for driving without a valid driver's license. And at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, Red Oak police arrested 48-year-old Raymond Lee Briggs of Red Oak for public intoxication as police were following up on a call involving Briggs' spouse. When the couple appeared at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, authorities say Raymond Briggs had bloodshot and watery eyes and smelled of alcohol. He submitted to a preliminary breath test, which indicated his blood alcohol content was 0.271, or more than three times the legal limit for intoxication. Briggs was booked into the jail and held on $300 bond. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your help in locating 11-year-old Kyle Walding, who is missing from the Children's Square USA facility in Council Bluffs. Walding is a white male, 4 feet 8 inches tall, about 73 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. He was last seen at Children's Square at around 7:30 last night wearing a black and gray hooded sweatshirt, dark-colored sweatpants, and a yellow and gray beanie cap with a ball on top. Walding left the facility with several other runaways who are all older children. If anyone locates him, you can contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-5737. There is a picture of that boy on our news page at KJAN.com under the same story. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested late last night on two counts of attempted murder. Council Bluffs police say 21-year-old Zachary Ratliff of Council Bluffs had fled the scene of the attack in the 100 block of Glen Avenue at around 10:45 p.m., but was apprehended several blocks away. Ratliff refused to speak to a detective and was transported to a local hospital for treatment of injuries he received during the altercation. When officers initially arrived on the scene of the incident, they were informed by witnesses that the victims, 18-year-old David Combs and 21-year-old Timothy Black, both of Council Bluffs, had driven themselves to a local hospital to seek treatment for the injuries they suffered during the incident. An investigation determined Ratliff had arrived at Combs and Black's residence with another male, and an altercation ensued outside the residence on the sidewalk. During the altercation, Ratliff was said to have produced a type of cutting instrument and used it to cut the two victims before fleeing the scene. The victims' injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. The investigation is ongoing by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. If you have any information, if you were in the area at the time of the incident, you're urged to contact them at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. In the funeral announcements, Carletta Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died October 19th. A massive Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Bill Cron, age 64, of Templeton, died Monday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Bill Cron will be Saturday at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Agnes Aggie Gall, age 83, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Aggie Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ermeline Lenore Fallgatter, age 94, of Ames and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Ermeline Fallgatter are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Jaquetta Ruth Jenkins, age 76, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Jaquetta Jenkins are pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And John Lystad, age 84, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for John Lystad are pending at Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.